In this video, we'll talk about the marketing funnel and the e-commerce funnel. The marketing funnel starts off with awareness. This is where the customers meet the business. This is the first contact point. The awareness is driven by the marketing 4Ps, namely product, price, place, and promotions. After meeting the business and the potential customer, the potential customer now is in the consideration stage. Consideration stage is where the customers assess or review what are his or her options are. And when they decide to get that sale, the customers now go into the conversion stage. This is where the company gets revenue. And when the customer repeats his sale or order, he is now on the loyalty stage because the customer now want that product in a period of time, not just a one-time sale. And when the customer publicly states his or her approval of the product, he is now on the advocate stage. This is where publicity kicks in, wherein a customer affects other customers. A loyal customer or an advocate customer generates more awareness for the business. That is the basic stages of the marketing funnel. Marketing funnel is for all businesses. E-commerce funnel is a technical term used in e-commerce operations to describe or track consumer process from searching the internet for possible products to consideration and to actual sale. The e-commerce funnel starts off with visitors, in which potential customers search for a keyword from the internet or any search engine and links to a particular website. If that person is hooked into that website, he goes into what we call a subscription stage. Customers usually leave their email to get as a sign of approval for the product, but he doesn't purchase anything. After that subscription stage, we now go into a call to action stage. This is where persuasion between the e-commerce website and the customer. There is an interplay between callers and questions or videos or any content that could stimulate that buying decision from the customer. And when that interaction is going through a series of stages, it now goes into the interaction stage, wherein a customer contacts an actual person within the website. And when the customer have that decision to buy, he now goes into a conversion stage. This is where the website generates revenue. And same too as the marketing funnel, a repeat sale is a loyalty and a review, positive review, in which a person could make a status in Facebook, social media, or other channels as a sign of approval. He is now on the advocate stage. We now go into an actual numbers-related game of the e-commerce funnel. Let's take, for example, a 100 traffic from a certain page for your e-commerce website. And after that traffic, you gain 500 subscribers. You get 500 emails from that traffic. And when you interact with that customer, that 500 customers, you gain 200 call to action. This is where a customer actually put products in the cart of the e-commerce website. And when he is about to press that button of purchase, what we call a persuasion, some of them would take the price as too costly for them, and so others will abandon their carts. but a part of them will actually get that product or make the sale. This is where from traffic of 1,000, it will now lead to a 30 buyer. Or so our conversion rate is 3%. So that is a simple diagram for the conversion of the e-commerce funnel. Now, what is the power of the e-commerce funnel? For every customer that goes out within the funnel from traffic, they now turn to other websites. There is a problem within our websites, and that problem should be addressed by actually talking to the customers, if not getting something out of it from data.
Rolling.
Take two, ending, action.
The real power of the e-commerce funnel is to know what the customers want and what they don't want. For what they want, you should build on that and create better products. For what they don't want, you should know what their main reason for their problems. If we found out what is the root cause, we can now build on better products or new products for that. At the end of the day, it's not about the numbers or the conversion rate. It's all about making customers happy.